Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Yes, remake the world. That's what it's all about. Remaking the world. Shout out to our brother, Wilmore Siddiqui, who made that wonderful song that's playing in the background. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. My name is William Kareem, and welcome to Monday morning programming right here on American Muslim 360, living in the upload life. Well, alhamdulillah that we are able to communicate with you on Blog Talk Radio today. We've had some problems in the past, for the past 5 months, almost 6 months. The Blog Talk Radio just goes down for some reason. It goes down, and they don't tell us. We can't communicate with Blog Talk Radio by phone, so we have to send them an email. But it was the first time that I actually experienced the show going down and having to use an alternative number that we set up for a new day for Al-Islam Community Radio, which is a podcast that I produce. We have American Muslim 360, we have a New Day Community Radio, we have IWDM Radio, we have our brother Imam Fahim Shuaib and Yahya Abdullah. So there, you know, this is just an audio platform. So we have an audio you know, we have an audio alternative in case things go wrong with our Blog Talk Radio presentation. Because we come on Blog Talk Radio to come together as a community of people so that we can talk about things. And so we can hear our lead imam, W.D. Muhammad, and other leaders so that we can talk about Islam and what goes on as far as our life is concerned, our daily life, our spiritual life, our community life. That's what we talk about when we come together on Blog Talk Radio, on this audio platform that we are on. So last week, I was put in a situation where Blog Talk Radio didn't come up. And because Blog Talk Radio didn't come up, and what was worse is that it didn't come up, I had already scheduled a show, an interview with an artist, and we were supposed to connect with, you know, American Muslim 360, because on Saturdays, what happens is American Muslim 360 and A New Day Community Radio, what we do is we do cultural insights where we connect. And then we talk about things. We connect the audience of American Muslim 360 and the New Day Community Radio and talk about things in the culture. That's why it's called Cultural Insights. So the first hour we play artistic sounds. Second hour we have an interview. And then third hour we do quick hitters with Mr. Cavell. So that was in jeopardy on Saturday because Blog Talk Radio was down. And I found out it was down when I found out that, you know, Blog Talk Radio was down. It's like now you have to make adjustments. So there's two ways that you could actually that was set up that I could actually go about it. What I could do is I could call my guest and tell her, hey, I'm having problems with Blog Talk Radio. You know, I'm not going to be able to do the interview with you because I won't be able to get you on the Blog Talk Radio platform. That was one way that it could be done. Second way it could be done is just totally ignore it altogether. Well, Blog Talk Radio's down. Well, you know, we won't be able to, you know, broadcast. We won't be able to, stream with our people, connect with our people on the community. Well, we'll just have to wait for another day when Blog Talk Radio decides to be up. And then we'll go ahead and do it. Like today, Blog Talk Radio decides to be up, or they fix whatever problem that there was, and we're here today on a Monday, able to do, you know, the show on American Muslim 360, Living in the Upload Life. So Saturday was the first time that we actually use the alternative number. And it worked out pretty good. I was really stressed. I was stressed. Ooh, yeah. Because I didn't know whether people were going to get it or not. I sent out a text message. You know, I connected on, I communicated with Sister Martha, who got back, you know, with me. And I got with my guest. And I asked my guest, listen, you know, there's a couple of ways that we could do that. We could either, I can bring you on our alternative number, or I can, you know, we can schedule, you know, we can cancel the show and schedule it next week. Okay? So we decided to move forward. She asked me, she said, well, whatever you want to do. That's what she told me. And I'm talking about the artist Nzinga Knight, who had an art exhibit this weekend. Let me get into that in a minute. But we decided to move forward. And brothers and sisters, this is what winds up being important, because we have to have, we have to be like water. You know, you can't stop water. You know, once water starts flowing, the energy of water starts flowing, if you try to stop it, you try to stop water, look, I'm going to find a way. I'm gonna go around you. I'm gonna go under you. I'm gonna go over you. But if you let my energy keep moving, I'm going to find a way. And even if you try to stop me, I'm going to keep on flowing. I will bust out of whatever situation that you put me in. So you better find a way to navigate my energy so that my energy continues. That's what water says. So that's what we are doing when we set up an alternative number, because the energy of the community cannot stop. We can't allow anything to stop our energy, our coming together. We can't allow that. So we have an alternative number. The other way that we actually are going to work on doing it is to do a Zoom platform, whereas we can come together on Zoom, because I think that's what Imam Fahim Shuaib does, that he comes on Zoom, and then when he comes on Zoom, he also comes on Blog Talk Radio. So sometimes even when Blog Talk Radio goes down, he's still on Zoom, or he's still on Facebook or YouTube, one of those. But there are options. And, we are going to, as an audio platform, we have to seek out options because, we can't depend on Blog Talk Radio, being up all the time, and when they just, they don't say, hey, I just want you to know we're not going to be up today. We have to find out by ourselves. When we try to, we schedule the show and then we try to get on and say, we're having problems with our system. Please try your call again later. That doesn't help, especially when we have a community of people that's depending to come on and be with us. So this is why we've had to find alternatives to Blog Talk Radio, and that's what we will continue to do. We will continue to look for alternatives. I mean, listen, we love Blog Talk Radio. Don't get me wrong. We love Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio, we've had a very good relationship with them. But, there's a problem. And so, it's just like anything, whether it's a problem in your marriage, you got to find a solution for the problem. It's a problem in your master, you got to find a problem. You got to find a solution for it. It's not to say that you don't love your master anymore because it's having problems. Yeah, we'll complain, but the fact of the matter is we have to solve the problem that's in the community when that problem comes up. The same thing with relationships or with, the family. It's not to say we don't love our family. But, if a problem comes up, we gotta solve it. And especially if it's a problem and it happens all the time, you find a solution for it, then that means that you know what to do the next time that the problem comes up. So, again, we love Blog Talk Radio. We've been on Blog Talk Radio. I've been on Blog Talk Radio on A New Day Community Radio since 2006, American Muslim 360. May Allah bless our brother, Thomas Abdul Salam, and Sister Aisha. They have been on since 2008, 2009. So, we've been on a little while. We've been on over 10 years, I'm broadcasting and having a community come together, the community-wide Shira Conference, CWFC. We've had that kind of relationship with Blog Talk Radio. So don't get me wrong as far as that. But, sometimes you got to make adjustments. Now, speaking of adjustments, there's another adjustment that has had to be made when we're talking about on an international basis, and that is that the leader of Iran, the Iranian's president, has passed. Okay, and his name is Ibrahim Raisi. He was killed in a helicopter crash along with a foreign minister. So this is a problem. This is a country problem. There's a country that now has a problem. The president has died in a helicopter crash along with the foreign minister and others. Okay, so now what they have to do, they have to make an adjustment. They have to go ahead and find out, they got to hold an election. They got to do something, but they have to replace the Iranian president. So these are not things that, this was not something that was planned. Inshallah, it wasn't that God, you know, astaghfirullah, you know, that, you know, this wasn't planned. They say that it was an accident. And so that's what we have to go with. But it says Iran's president, you know, he was killed. You know, it's like it's a regular day. And all of a sudden, bang. Same thing with Blog Talk Radio. It's a regular day. It's going to regularly broadcast. And then all of a sudden, bang. So what do you do? So this is what, you know, we have to do as broadcasters, as community leaders, as family members in the family, as, you know, things with your with each other, with relationships. You know, we find that things are going wrong. We got to find a way to solve the problem. So that's on the international level. Iran's president, you know, has been killed in a helicopter crash along with the foreign minister. It just comes out of, you know, like a suspicious time because of the problems that's going on with, you know, Israel. You know, Iran is having a beef with Israel to some degree. I don't want to, you know, go into it, but I'm just saying that that's what, you know, people start thinking of the thoughts regarding these things are concerned. But we just have to take it because we're not there. We don't know. We don't know what the situation is. So we just have to take it on face value that, well, they say that, you know, he died, you know, and that it was an accident. So we have to go with that. But it doesn't take away from the fact that it winds up being a problem because the president of Iran has passed, and now they got to put somebody in his place. Okay, so, you know, they wasn't expecting it, so it's happened. All right, so the other part that I want to talk about is, first of all, you know, we're just thankful to be here on Monday with Living an Upload Life. Tomorrow we're going to do a show called, you know, Lives of the Prophets by Ibn Kathir. Today at 10 o'clock we're going to do a New Day Community Radio. Inshallah, you know, if Blog Talk Radio holds up, and then we have programming that actually comes on American Muslim 360 tonight, you know, so inshallah, Blog Talk Radio holds up. Now, you know, you say, well, you know we should pray. Remember that? Remember that, y'all? Remember that when things used to go wrong, you know, we was like, you know, we should pray, you know, because we didn't have any control of it. So we just, you know, we got to pray. And I'm talking about being in our Christian era. I'm talking about our forefathers when they didn't have control of circumstances that was happening outside of themselves, that the only there were political problems, there were problems in the community, there were problems in the country, there were problems internationally. The only thing that we could say is, you know, well, we got to pray, especially, and let's take it back that even further, that look at the point whereas our people were in slavery. So can you imagine? If you're in slavery and you got a problem comes to you, and you can't do anything about it. And the only thing that you can do is say, well, you know, we could pray. Because this man, he you know, because a decision is made that they're going to whip you. And there's nothing you can do. A decision is made that, you know, like we're going to lynch. Oh, okay, we go ahead and lynch. It's a problem outside of yourself that you can't handle. What is a problem as far as not being able to eat, you know, food properly? And so it's like, you know, we got to pray to God. We got to pray. So we're in a better situation today, whereas we can make decisions as far as our life is concerned. And this here is for the African American, you know, community-wide sure, you know, this is our historical, this is our history, this is our historical circumstance and situation that we were under. And so at, you know, our forefather was even at a point where couldn't even control what we were being told in the pulpit, because we were being lied to in the pulpit about a, you know, Caucasian being Jesus. He said, well, you know, like, well, whichever way that that's you know, had, you know, affected my psychological and my spirit, we just got to pray to Jesus. Pray to Jesus for to help us with this situation. And we wind up praying the wrong way. Not really. That was the solution to the problem. But today, when we say, well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and make prayer for you. I'm going to make a dua. At, you know, we're not, we are rightly guided and have the right understanding about who we are sending this prayer to. So this is a circumstance that has happened throughout our generations, and that will continue to happen. The problem that we have, let's look at that. So that's the problem in the past that has happened as far as not being able to control circumstance and situation. And so we are presently talking about not being able to control coming on air with Blog Talk Radio. So what we've had to do, we've had to find an alternative. And I'm sure, like in the past, that was the challenge that came for our forefathers, that they came, that there was a problem, and they had to come up with a solution for that. They had to come up with a solution for the problem that they found themselves in. So it's the same thing today. We find ourselves with a problem, but now our problems, we're talking about, you know, the Blog Talk Radio situation. But now what about the future ability to resolve problems? And I'm talking about for our children. I'm talking about as far as, and we say as far as our children are concerned, the question becomes, will they be able to make adjustments and find alternatives in the future? Well, they should. You know why? Because that's how, because I don't want to get too deep into it. I just want to, you know, keep it. But they should, because we, inshallah, what we will do, we will show them how to fix problems that they may have in their life. I'll just say it like that. We'll just leave it like that. That, you know, like we will, you know, inshallah, you know, help our children and grandchildren to make decisions in our life. And the worst thing that we can do as far as guaranteeing a future for our community and our children is to solve the problems for them. And so they have a problem. This is what we do, especially mothers. And it's no, I mean, it's just that mothers are just caring like that. And fathers are caring like that because fathers or men are the protectors and maintainers of women. And so, you know, men wind up coming to the rescue of women. Mothers coming to the rescue of their children. It's that kind of thing. And you can see why, especially as far as mothers and children, because this is a child that's come from her loins. This is a child that she gave birth to. So if there's something that she can do for her child, She's always going to have faith and trust, and if there's something that she can do to solve the problem for her children, then she goes ahead. She'll go ahead and do it. So, but we have to teach our children how to solve their problems. We have to teach them how to do that. Because we're dealing with, and we're still on point about living in the upload life. We're still on point with this. Because when we start talking about the upload life, what we're talking about is social media. We're talking about TikTok. We're talking about Instagram. We're talking about Facebook. And I'm just naming them. There are so many different social media platforms these days. There's a whole lot of different ones these days. But the social media is continuously making suggestions to not only us, but to our children also. And our children become dependent upon the suggestions that they hear on social media. And so if there's a problem, say, well, let me go on social media. As a matter of fact, I did it. Let me see, what did I say? Okay, I can't find it right now. But what I wanted to, I wanted to know about the new iPhone. Was there a new iPhone coming out, iPhone 16? So I put that in to find out about that. The other thing that I did was, where's that? Here, let me see if I go here. And you know, they that's what they're giving me. Okay, so anyway, what I did was I was looking for something. Oh, yeah. Juniper berries. So I wanted more information about juniper berries because I'm hearing, hey, juniper berries, you know, it's real good, you know, because I'm having some problems as far as my kidneys are concerned. So, yeah, juniper berries are real good for the kidneys. So, oh, yeah, well, let me find out more about juniper berries. Now, I don't go to a book. But I go to Google search. Google search gives me some information. And then I go to YouTube. And I put in juniper berries. And they give me information. And you know what I have to do? I have to accept the information that's coming off of the upload life. I don't say juniper berries. And then, you know, go to... I had a book in the house and said, oh, juniper berries, let me see, so-and-so. So this is what our children are going to do. They're going to go straight to, they need an answer. They're going to participate in the upload life, social media, to find the answers to the problems. And many times the answers to the problems that they may get may not be 100%. So we have to teach our children how to discern between the information that they're seeking to solve the problems that they may have in the future. Because their way of going to be doing it is going to be to go to social media. You know, I graduated from New School University 2008, and they wouldn't accept papers that I wrote that had information that came offline. They didn't accept information. They didn't accept papers with information that came offline. You had to go to a book. And I always wondered, well, why is it that, you know, they won't accept information that comes offline? You know, I'm writing the paper, and I'm doing the same thing. I need information about the subject that I'm dealing with for my paper. So I go online and I research online. And there's information, and I write the information that I got online. But schools, university recognizes that online information, I'm telling you, in 2008, I don't know what they're doing today. Maybe they accept online information today. But when I was going to school in 2008, you know, from 2000 to 2008, something like that, they would not accept papers that had information from the internet. You had to actually go to the library, research it in a book, and verify that your information came from a written source and not an online source. And I wonder why. It's just easier. It's just easier to go to the internet to get the information. Yeah, it is easier to do that. But the information anybody can put anything on social media, so the information doesn't necessarily have to be correct. I'll give you an example. The Quran talks about, and I'm doing it from a Quranic point of view. The Quran says, and they said that, they killed Christ Jesus, but they did not kill him. So the Arabic says that. And they said they killed Christ Jesus, but they did not kill him. It was just made to appear. Okay? So that's what the Quran verbatim, and don't quote me verbatim, but it's close to that's what the Quran says. But the point that I'm making is this, that there are sources that say this, and they say that they killed Christ Jesus, but they did not really kill him. Then they add in, he was replaced with someone that looked like. Now, that part is not in Arabic. That's the part that they put in there. They put that in there. So, I had to go back to the Quran and see exactly what the Quran said. And the Quran does not say that he was replaced with somebody else that looked like him. It doesn't say that. But that's what was put, that's been put in there with social media. And even in some transliterations, some people would put that. As a matter of fact, Ibn Kathir had it in his book, you know, which we had a discussion on the Lives of the Prophets. We had a discussion about that. So I realized that, the reason why the college, the university would not accept online is because false information could be put in there. Other information could be put in there that has not been verified, whereas books that, I'm talking about books from 2008 that has been written, these are books that have been, you know, books have been verified. Now, today, you know, books have been verified for, you know, doing research. The information that was in the books at that time, if I was talking about media, then, you know, they had books that was written by media professionals that had been verified by other media professionals. So it became a book for when I was doing some information about sociology. These are books that had been verified as far as sociology is concerned. Or I was studying the research on art and, you know, art from medieval times. And so they had books that had been written by people that the information had been verified. But on in upload life, you could say whatever the heck you want to say. You say whatever you want to say. And that's and it's happening more. 2008, it wasn't as bad as it is today because there are more people that are utilizing the opportunity to be online. Listen, hey, I make a video and say whatever the heck I want to say. Nobody can't stop me from it. One in one is five, and I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to prove that one in one is five. And then they go ahead and make a video. You see, one in one is five because, if you take one in one and it winds up being two, but if you wind up breaking up two into this many pieces, it will equal five. Yeah, that's deep, right? One in one is two. I remember I did that to my grandson. I told my grandson two and two equals five. And he's like, Grandpa, two and two equals four. I said, nope, two and two equals five. So he was about 10 years old. I said, two and two equals five. He's like, no, Grandpa, two and two equals four. I said, nope, two and two equals five. And it was some confusion because it's like, I know, he was saying, I know that two and two equals four, but I could say two and two equals five, and you know, like, hey, what you gonna do? So that's how you know the upload like it. You say whatever you want to say. Now there's a lot of good things that's in on YouTube and of these other platforms. As a matter of fact, Imam W.D. Muhammad, you know what happens is people wind up taking Imam W.D. Muhammad's speech and he puts it online. There's something that's called Yaqi Awakened. And he says, there's a biological and physiological difference between black and white. You find a lot of political information on there. As a matter of fact, the Dallas Mavericks, as far as sports is concerned, the Dallas Mavericks winded up there in the finals in the Western Conference. Because let me see, I forgot who they played, but they played somebody and they were able to. Oh, Oklahoma City. So Dallas Mavericks, you know, competed against Oklahoma City and they were able to beat them. So Dallas Mavericks is going to the semifinals, okay? And then the Timberwolves winded up defeating the Denver Nuggets. So you know, I was able to watch the games, you know, the Dallas Mavericks games. I was able to watch the Timberwolves games. I was able to watch the New York Knicks games. As a matter of fact, the New York Knicks have been defeated by the Pacers, Indiana Pacers. And so the Indiana Pacers is going to, you know, the conference finals as opposed to the New York Knicks. But, you know, they did better this year than they did, you know, in the other years that have passed. The Knicks haven't been on, or, you know, in the basketball realm for a long time. So, you know, now they're in the basketball realm and they've been winning. So now, you know, the Denver Nuggets is going to play against the Denver Nuggets have been defeated, so now the Timberwolves are going to play against the Dallas Mavericks. That's the Western Conference. That's going to happen with them. So now it's like four teams that are competing against each other, and then it's going to be two teams that are going to compete against each other. But this is, you know, I'm able to participate in that in the upload line. Also, we have our brother, you know, Rashad. Brother Rashad is on the upload night. We have Sheikh Abdullah Hakeem Quick as on the upload night. So we have Ifayim Shuaib, we have Yahya Abdullah, we have others. So there's a lot of good that's on the upload night too. It's not to say that, you know, everything is just negative as far as being on the upload. But as Imam W.D. Muhammad told us, man, Imam W.D. Muhammad, y'all, and if you don't know, then you don't know. He was so powerful because there's some things that he could say that was just, he could say something that was short that was very powerful. Like when you said, man needs mine. I mean, we wasn't of that kind of, he's a black man, is God. That's where we was at. Imam W.D. Muhammad comes along and says, black, man means mine. Woman means womb of mine. Just, something short. And you say, like, oh, I can understand man being mine. I can understand woman being womb of mine. Because this woman, W-O-M-E-N, womb of man. Woman, womb of mine. So we can understand those kinds of things. You know, what we're going to do is we're going to remake the world. All right? So there was something that he said. Especially because his participation in culture, and I think that what he wanted to help us to do, he wanted us to be able to participate in culture, in American culture, and in all cultures. And he told us, he said, you have to be highly selective about what you take out of the culture. That was so powerful. You have to be highly selective. So that's what we have to teach our children and our grandchildren, how to be highly selective about what you take out of the culture, because the culture is going to offer. You can have this burger with these French fries and a soft drink, or you can go to the supermarket and have some fruits and some lemon water, coconut water. Which one will you select? Well, see, because the culture is pushing the taste, pushes our children and our grandchildren toward the taste. So they got the Oreo cookies and they got the sweet drinks and they got the ice cream and all these are sweet things and salt with burgers and fries, et cetera, et cetera. And so, a lot of times what we do, we acclimate our children to that because it's fast food. It's food I can get you fast, and they enjoy it, and it's like they live, so it's okay. But it is not the best food for our children. So we have to teach them to be highly selective, whereas they can make decisions that are best for them, decisions that complement their organic, the organic life of being Muslim. So I have 16 minutes left in the program. If you have a question or comment, you can press 1 on your phone. What I'm gonna do though, I gotta stop for a minute, and I have to play some PSAs.
Family, community, city, state, country, and more. Everything starts with you. The individual, you. What is the character of you? Are you a book? Can you be read? Join us every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a wonderful hour of information being shared by you, with you, for you, the you in all of us. I am Martha Naila Abdullah, and I am your host for Community Developmental Stages. Again, every Friday evening, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., be there.
Yeah, I was on with Martin Howard Williams and others on this Friday. It's a very good program. You get an opportunity to talk about, the mental stages. It was very good. So, please be encouraged to join us. Also, I was telling you that, this weekend in Zynga Knight, she had a exhibition at the Queen's Museum, and I had an opportunity to go out and to see that presentation, and it was interesting, to say the least. And it was interesting because Nzinga Knight is a contemporary artist, and in being a contemporary artist, it's a mixture of art forms. So she had a mixture of, first of all, they give you a space that's like a room. They give you a room, So it's like a space. And then what they do is they break, you know, they give you a space, and in that space what you do is you start to put your art in it. So she created some wallpaper, and so she had wallpaper that she had created in this space. She had a television set, and she took some video from 1960, and she put it on a television that was in front of a couch that was supposed to be, because she was creating the idea of when she lived in Cairo, Egypt. And this was what she would see on the television screen, this famous imam talking. So she created that. And then she had books that was on the shelves that came from the 1960s, et cetera. And then on the other side, she had pictures of, pictures that was from various parts of the country. So it was a room, and in that, and then she had a table. And on the table, she had some video of foods. And these were foods that, you know, they would eat when she was in Cairo. So this is what you call contemporary art. Then on the other side, she had, I can't even describe it, but it was just, it was very powerful. But this was at the Queens Museum. So I went around to some of the other exhibits that was at the Queens Museum, and I didn't get much out of it. I got a lot out of Zynga Knight's presentation as far as being a contemporary artist. But we have artists that are in our community that we have to bring forward to the community. See, because we talk a lot about sound artists, artists who create sound, musical artists, I'll say, artists that dip and dab in sound and make these beautiful melodies and come with these melodies as far as singers concerned. So we interview them all the time, and you know about them. But do you know about Zynga art as a contemporary artist? Do you know about Imani Bilal, who does abstracts that are very well known throughout the world? I've got to get her back on. And there are others. But I would just ask community that if you know of any graphic artists or other artists that you think that we should interview, please, get in contact with myself, William Kareem, or Martha Nala Williams, or Latifa Hameen, and so that we might be able to reach out to them. As a matter of fact, I'm going to see if I can reach out to Latifa Hameen to get her on the program, because she's written a book, a new book. I mean, she has about 5 or 6 different books that she's written. So we want to see what, she's talking about her new book and see if people would be interested. There's another book that I bought recently, and it's by a sister in our community, and her name is Sakina Al-Nisa Rashid, and she wrote a book called Maryam, the Prophetess and the Women of Impact in the Quran, Volume 1 and Volume 2 combined. This is a very good book. Very good book. This is a book about, again, Maryam and the women of impact in the Quran. And it is very good. I got it from her website. Let me see, what was her website? HajiOriginal.com. HajiOriginal.com. That's the name of the website that I got this book from. But this is a very well-written, very well-researched book. And everybody should have it. This is a book I'm definitely going to get for my girls and my grandchildren. Because this book is, I mean, she did a very good job as far as this concern. So that's the one. Number two, Kareem Abdul-Haq has a new book out called Islam, Economic Science. Islam and Economic Science, A Free and Peaceful Society. As a matter of fact, let me see something. This is what I'm going to, M-A-R-Y-A-M. Oh, let me see if this comes up. No, it doesn't. I'm on Amazon and I'm looking for. They have a book that's called Miriam the Prophetess, but it's not by Sakina Al-Nisat. It's not by her. It's by somebody else. Okay, Miriam the Prophetess and the Women of Impact. So yeah, in order to get the book, you have to go to Haji Original.com, and you can order this book. I'm going to see if we can get her on the program to talk about it, and I'm sure that you'll be encouraged to buy this book because this book is really good. And I see your hand. I'm going to get to the phones in one moment, but I just want to tell people about this new book that Kareem Abdul-Haq has out called Islam and Economic Science. Now, I know that this book is definitely on Amazon because I was able to pull it up. Islam and Economic Science by Kareem Abdul-Haq. You could go there and you can pull this up, or you can there's some kind of way that you can actually, you know, get it by going to. Let me see something here. Here's Kareem Abdul-Haq. See, he's another one. He's got a bunch of books that he's written. Kareem Abdul-Haq has a bunch of books that he's written. This is the brother who wrote the book, The 13th Amendment Freedom Week Manual, which is a powerful book. I mean, that tells us very much about the foundation of America and its politics. I'm going to go to the telephone lines. But these are two books that we should get. I've interviewed Kareem Abdul-Haq, and I'm going to bring him on again. But and Sister Zainab, you know, Sister Sakina Rashid, we got to get out on. So we're going to go to 347-751. Assalamu alaikum. Your microphone is open.
Wa alaikum assalam. Greetings to you.
How are you, sister? Good to hear from you.
Allahu Akbar. Greetings to you. Happy to hear your program. Something just touched me a few minutes ago, maybe about 8 o'clock, to tune into AM 360 and see what was percolating on the line. And I wasn't aware of your program. My schedule, I'm usually in a conference call around this time, but very, very interesting and somewhat riveting information you have shared today. Brother William Kareem. So, alhamdulillah, I'm happy that I followed that impulse. Specifically, I pushed one to come into the queue because you were promoting and exposing the writing of Sister Sakina Al-Nisa Rashid. And yes, I have a copy of her volume one. And I'm going to procure the combined volume because she did an improved edition in the volume two and has represented that. Now, she is an awesome scholar in terms of the quality of research that she does. And in fact, here in the Bronx, myself and a number of women, including a chaplain in the Bronx area, Sister Aisha McCord, we have come together under the Masjid Adam umbrella to create women studies or development of women capacities on the Raya level, the guardianship level of the design of our fitra that Allah has made, to reinstitute a type of discipline training as years ago in the Nation of Islam, the NGT and GCC, but we recognize that there's a need for re-instruction in women in their roles in society and their access to mentors or models who can assist them in developing this. So we're using her writing as part of our textbook as we evolve Halakha studies. So I'm happy to hear you mentioning that. I just wanted to add that part of the connection in the book is she not only talks about and clarifies the role of Maryam, but she also has dealt with the research and information on several women, Aisha radiallahu anha, Asma, the cautious woman, Bilqis, the Kaula, the plea of a woman, the woman whose situation was addressed in the Surah Mujaddala in the Quran, Zainab, radiallahu anha, Hajar, of course, the wife of Abraham, and Elizabeth, the devoted woman, Hannah, right, and Maryam, ultimately in chapter 10. So I want to thank you and appreciate you mentioning, and I can't wait until you do secure her to come on your program for an interview. Inshallah, I will spread the word and we will listen in to that. It should be very, very interesting. So
What we do is on Tuesdays on the New Day Community Radio, we work to dedicate Tuesday programming to, we started off with why Muslim Americans don't want to get married, but what we've been doing is we've been presenting scholarly ideas, scholarly presentations of women as far as Islam is concerned. What was interesting about, there's a lot of scholarly women from all over the world that are starting to make presentations as far as the woman's role in Islam, scholarly Muslim women. So now we have a woman from our community, Sister Sakina Al-Nisa Rashid. That's why I got her book, because I wanted to see just how, powerful was. She's been on a New Day Community Radio before, on a New Day with Ibn Yaqub Islam and Sister Khalila Ziyad, but I got the book and I actually went through it, and it is very well written. So inshallah, we will have her on, but I encourage you to tune in on Tuesdays to our show that is dedicated to women, which is 515-605-9326 from 10 to 1, 10 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock. That's on a New Day Community Radio. Well, only got a couple of seconds left. Thank you so very much, sis, for your participation.
Well, alhamdulillah, with respect to your time, this will fit in. I will join you tomorrow morning because we're doing a longitudinal study on narcissism and misogyny. So this has implication in the subject matter. So inshallah, I will join you tomorrow. And may Allah bless you and continue. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. All right, brothers and sisters, well, we're at the end of the program. Thank you so very much for joining. And there is some programming actually going on tonight on American Muslim 360. I have to make sure that I get that that information for you so that it's right at hand. I don't have that up hand. But I know it probably starts at something like 7 o'clock tonight. And then tomorrow morning we're going to be doing Living in the Upload Life, and we're on Prophet Muhammad. Oh, look, here's my sister, Martha Nala Williams. As-salamu alaykum, Sister Martha. Go ahead and update us.
Yes. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. As-salamu alaykum, everyone. And at 1 p.m., as soon as we leave from a new day for Al-Islam Community Radio at 1, come right back to AM 360 with MAP 5, the Muslim American Power 5, Fleming Elamine, Cheryl Sadouf, Amatullah Sabri, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And
great.
Then at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Yes, and then at
go
5
ahead.
P.m. is Optimal Health with Abdus Shahid. That's from 5 to 7. And then Imam Abdul Aziz from 7 to 8 p.m. with Maya Alekulehal, all Eastern Standard Time. Thank you so very much, my brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. And thank you, sis. Well, with that, brothers and sisters, I'm going to give you greetings of assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and may our Lord continue to bestow his mercy upon us.
Everyone, we pray that you're still with us because we are beginning the CWSC National Town Hall Straight to the Point in Service to Humanity, a 50-year plan, human family plan, initiated right here on the intelligentsia of CWSC AM 360, American Muslim 360 broadcast. We're going to go to a pause. Stay right with us as our moderators begin to press 1 on their phone, and all of our hosts, wherever you are, for AM 360.